Our new series, Mom and Dad, We Need to Talk. It is the dreaded conversation started for adults' children who find themselves in a difficult position as caregivers of our parents as they get older. Well, today's topic is driving. How do you know when it's time to ask your parents for their car keys, and how do you go about doing it? Let's start with an example of how not to do it from the show Everybody Loves Raymond.
You were right. He shouldn't be driving the kids. He shouldn't be driving at all.
What are you blubbering about?
You're a terrible driver.
I'm a great driver.
Dad, we almost got hit.
It was in my blind spot.
A 20-car funeral procession? That's not a blind spot, Dad. That's west.
So with more on the right way to talk to our parents about this is GMA Life and Family contributor Lee Woodruff. And you do live life with that big family of yours.
Oh, lots going on.
This really hit home for you, didn't it?
Well, we're the sandwich generation. Mm-hmm. So I still have the kids at home. I still have the parents that we need to help along. It's tough. It's a hard time. It's a loss, too. This is a really big issue because driving is independence for our parents and for us. And so there's a lot to deal with here.
And this is with your dad a couple of years ago that you...
My dad, too, yeah, and your mom as well. Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that in a minute, but I love that clip because it really is not the way to do it.
It's not. So what are the signs? What do we look for as the kids to know, like, well, maybe it's time to... And you say hang up the keys, make it a positive.
Hang up the keys. I did a lot of research on this, right, and talked to the folks at AARP, and they really say we have to change the way we have this conversation. It's not take away the keys or give up the keys. It's hang up the keys. And what that does is really helps our parents feel like they are part of the decision. And this is a conversation you need to have early on before it really mm-hmm. becomes an issue. But the signs really are, and you can go to our website and see these, but for example, close calls. If your parent is saying to you, wow, I got lost, I went to the store, can you believe it? I went down the wrong road. Mm-hmm. Or dings and dents that maybe they don't remember how right. they got on the car. And I know your mom lives down south and she's not local to you, but where possible, make a visit and try to drive with your parents so you can see with your own eyes and experience how they're driving.
When she would pick me up from the airport when I'd come and visit, and that's how I would kind of judge how she was doing. But it was, you know, she's 85 now, and it's about independence. You don't want to give up that independence,
right.
And it's so difficult.
One of the things that AARP says, and I think this is brilliant, is come to them with solutions. And there's so many ways to have the conversation. I think one of the most important things to do is figure out who is the best person to tell your folks. And 50% of people would rather hear this from their spouse. They'd rather hear their wife or their husband say, honey, let's talk about our driving. The next most popular is the physician. And then the third really are the adult children, because of course the seesaw has
sure.
tilted and you're all of a sudden being the parent.